Peter Schweizer's book Red Handed wins best-selling 2022 political title. By Wendell Hasebo on January 9, 2023. Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweizer's book Red Handed: How American Elites Get Rich by Helping China Win was the best-selling title related to politics in 2022, according to NPD Book Scan. NPD Books tracks the sales of physical and digital book sales. Schweizer's book sold about 245,000 copies in 2022, nearly double the amount of far-left journalist Maggie Haberman's book about former President Donald Trump, NPD Book Scan reported. Haberman's Confidence Man only sold about 127,000 copies. Schweizer's title, released in January of 2022, exposed bad actors on both ends of the political spectrum and their willingness to do China's bidding, Politico Playbook reported upon the book's debut. Breitbart News reported the specifics of the book's insights. The book's cover features wealthy luminaries from politics, sports, and Silicon Valley on its cover, including President Joe Biden shaking the hand of Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping, NBA star LeBron James, former House Speaker John Boehner, R.O., current House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, and tech billionaires Elon Musk and Bill Gates. Schweizer's statement that Red Handed contains the scariest revelations of his career is eye-opening. His 2015 investigative blockbuster Clinton Cash launched an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Schweizer's last two number one New York Times bestsellers, Profile in Corruption and Secret Empires, exposed systemic corruption among the Washington elite. Schweizer, who is the president of the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and a senior contributor to Breitbart News, also authored Throw Them All Out, which, according to left-leaning Slate, was the book that started the Stock Act stampede. The bipartisan Stock Act, Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, banned insider trading by members of Congress and was signed into law by President Barack Obama on April 4, 2012. The legislation received overwhelming support from both parties. One of the main figures featured in Schweizer's Throw Them All Out, then-chairman of the House Financial Services Committee Spencer Bagehus, RL, announced he would not seek re-election after the book's reporting. CBS's 60 Minutes did an investigative report on Schweizer's revelations that won them the Joan Shorenstein Barone Award for Excellence in Washington-based Journalism. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.